We have everybody that's joined us. Kimmy, you're recording, so welcome to everybody. I'm Gary Spackman, Department of Water Resources, and we have met previously on many occasions, but we still should have a roll call. This is a continued pre-hearing conference following an earlier pre-hearing conference, and so let's go around the table here at the Department of Water Resources, and then we'll discover who's on the phone. So, Garrick, if you'll speak up.
Garrick Baxter for the department.
Emmy Blades for the department.
Candace McHugh on behalf of McCain.
Dylan Lawrence for the Water District 37B Groundwater Association.
Chris Bromley in the declaratory petition for City of Bellevue in the designation order for Coalition of Cities, the 14 cities in the Lower Valley.
Kimmy White for the department.
Okay, and then on the phone, and maybe I can work through names and people can declare whether they're present or not. Sometimes I've asked people to just voluntarily speak up, but there are enough people that I'll try a different approach. So TJ or Randy?
Good morning, Director. This is TJ.
Okay, for the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators, and speak up so that Travis Thompson and or Kent Fletcher.
Yes, Director, this is Travis. I'm on.
Okay. And Kent? Don't have Kent yet, I guess. Travis, I'd assume if Kent doesn't join us, you can adequately, or you would assume responsibility for his clients in the surface water.
Yeah, that's fine. I was expecting him, so I may be getting on late.
Oh, okay. City of Pocatello, Sarah?
Yep, Sarah Kwan, and Mitra may be on too. I'm not sure. We're not in the same place. Good morning. I'm on as well.
Okay. We don't expect Dean Tranmer, I assume?
Not today.
Okay. And we have Chris Bromley, Rob Williams?
Not expecting Rob.
Okay, thanks. Al Barker?
I'm on the phone, Director.
Thank you, Al. Rob Harris?
On the phone as well, Director, thank you.
And I'm sorry I didn't mention Al. You're representing the South Valley Groundwater District. Rob, you're representing the Basin 33 water users.
That's correct.
Okay. Mike Kramer.
Good morning, Director. Mike Kramer for the City of Haley.
Thanks, Mike. Joe James.
Yes, Director, I'm on the line. Thank you.
Representing Big Wood and Little Wood Water Users Association.
That's correct.
John Simpson.
Morning, Director.
Hi, John. Representing Clear Springs Foods and Idaho Power.
Yes.
Jerry Rigby. Jerry? Jerry's not on this morning, I guess. Okay, and Dylan Lawrence is here, so you announced yourself. Okay, it looks like we have representation of all of the interveners in this matter, except those that are represented by Jerry Rigby, Fremont Madison, Madison Groundwater District, and Idaho Irrigation District. Okay, we have also, and part of the reason that we delayed this matter, or at least a byproduct, was to allow some of the parties to file petitions to intervene. And by the way, I didn't mention that this pre-hearing conference is scheduled for two matters today. And it was scheduled, both of those were scheduled at the same time, as I understand it, at 11 o'clock. One is the challenge of the, I would say, on the facts of the director's order creating a groundwater management area, and the other was the petition for declaratory ruling that was filed by Sun Valley Company. And what I want to do today is to discuss first the challenge of the director's order creating the groundwater management area. And I think that's where probably most of the interest is focused today, but I don't know. It seems to me we'd be better off talking about that particular contest and then mopping up with the petition for declaratory ruling, and it may, I don't know, it could resolve itself. At least that's what I'm hoping. So that's kind of a preview, and then getting back to the procedural side, there was some cleanup that needed to be done with respect to petitions for intervention, and I think primarily by Jerry in terms of which matter that his clients were participating in or intervened into. So we received petitions for intervention, as I understand, from in the main factual contested case regarding the director's order creating the groundwater management area from Fremont Madison, Madison Groundwater District, Idaho Irrigation District. Is that correct, Garrick or Emmy? Mm-hmm. And we have issued orders recognizing intervener status for those entities, and so they are at least listed as full interveners in the challenge to the order creating the groundwater management area. So that's kind of the cleanup side of it. And I guess the main reason for the delay is that there were appeals periods that were running during the last pre-hearing conference, and we decided we wanted to delay. I fully anticipated after our discussion at the last pre-hearing conference that there would be notices of appeal filed, and that I would be watching this matter go up through the courts. And to my disbelief, nobody filed a petition or a notice of appeal. So we're back here today, unless somebody can surprise me and said they actually did. Nobody's surprising me. We've also received in the last few days some filings, and I think those started in either Thursday or Friday of last week, and we've already received a response to one of those filings. And so maybe what I ought to do is to, and I don't know how far we want to get into a discussion of those. I've not personally read them. I was out of town for other matters and for Bear River Commission meeting in Salt Lake City. So I've not dug into them. My staff has briefed me somewhat, but we're really in the time period where people can still file response. So, but maybe I ought to give folks a chance to talk about it, and I'm talking too much. City Pocatello, I think, was the first to file. Sarah?
Yes.
I guess I'd like to give you an opportunity to at least discuss what you filed and do some, and Emmy smiled at me, but do some posturing here, at least according to your filing. I want to give you that.
Oh, Mr. Director, I don't posture. You know that.
You don't posture?
No, sir. I don't want to belabor something that you're not ready to act on, Mr. Spackman. But so I'm not sure quite how far to go. I can talk a little bit about what we filed. I could respond to Travis's filing, but it seems to me if there's going to be, if you were thinking to set an opportunity for additional people to respond, that it might be premature to have oral argument today. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you, and maybe the best thing you could do, and I'm giving you the opportunity, is to set, maybe suggest a process, and maybe we throw it out to everybody. I kind of have one in mind for trying to address this preliminary issue that's in front of us and that we talked about last time, and that is what happens when the sole petitioner withdraws and we have a a whole bunch of interveners. What does that do to our contested case? And so, I'm guessing, at least from what I've been told, that that's the subject matter of your filing, Sarah, and perhaps others that might come in arguing one way or the other. So
that's right. And we actually filed thinking that we were responding to comments and not exactly in order, but sort of direction that you'd given the parties at the pre-hearing conference a month ago, which was to, you know, kind of advise the department about what people were thinking regarding the status of this matter. And it's probably secret based on the comments I made last time that Pocatello believes that there is an independent basis to continue this matter towards hearing, that Sun Valley's withdrawal of their request for hearing does not eliminate the contested case. Among other things, Sun Valley didn't ask any of the interveners if they were comfortable with withdrawing with the withdrawal of the hearing request. And I think in any event, but certainly in this circumstance, there is a basis to continue toward the hearing, and we would welcome the opportunity to talk more about this once all the responsive briefs are in and or to set a preliminary schedule to get the briefing done and then to have you decide the matter so that we could get onto either a litigation track or an appeal track. My guess is that if this is something where we will not surprise you, there will probably be an appeal depending on how you decide things with regard to the question of whether the contested case is still live. So I'll just park it there and see if you have any questions.
No, I really don't, and what I really want people to do is suggest a process or procedure for either briefing or submitting information to the department, legal argument, or you know, based on the facts that we know, and time periods for it. Again, I have some in mind, but I want to give the parties a chance to talk about it.
Well, what about giving everyone who hasn't filed something in response to our opening memo and Rob Harris's client filed a Me Too, and the Coalition of Cities filed also a joinder, maybe giving other parties 2 weeks to decide whether they want to join us, and then maybe another 2 weks for anybody who hasn't responded to these, I would call them basically memoranda in support of proceeding with the contested case, to file their responses, and then give us a little bit of time for a reply, and maybe set yourself a deadline of making a decision about how to proceed, whether to proceed, within a couple weeks after that. And that way, by at least early summer, we'd have a sense of what we're on our way to.
Before we discuss the matter further, Jerry Rigby, did you join us? Somebody joined us. That was.
Yeah, this was Kent Fletcher. I was. I called the other number and was on hold listening to beautiful music for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't your fault.
Director, this is John Simpson. I think Jerry's on that, whatever that other number is. I think Jerry Rigby is on that number as well, because he's inquiring as to what number to call into, and I don't have
What other number did we have a mix-up?
No, I need to let him know.
I've just started to phase out using Debbie's number because I don't get the reports sent to me on that with that line.
But was Debbie's number in the notice?
No, it's this number. It's my number.
Oh.
So he just is maybe looking at an old notice. I'm going to call him.
Yeah, would you try?
Yes.
Okay, that would be helpful. Well, I hope the music was good, Ken. All right. Some of our offices have... Go ahead.
I could suggest a few Pandora stations that might be a little...
We're receptive to those suggestions. So, all right, somebody else just joined us.
Jerry Rigby. Sorry, I had the wrong passcode. I was on hold listening to that fine music.
We were just talking about the fine music, so both you and Kent have listened to it for a while, and we're open to suggestions about our musical taste and selection, as well as a discussion of procedures and dates for addressing the legal issue that's in front of us now about, and I stated it before maybe poorly, and I'll state it poorly again, but what happens when we have one petition, multiple interveners, and then the petitioner withdraws the petition. So, and what then is the status of the contested case that had been created originally by the petition? So, Sarah had suggested some days, and I don't know whether anybody else, or some time periods, I don't know whether anybody else has some inputs. And I guess my concern is that we received documents and characterized, I don't need to recharacterize them somehow, but I'm just wondering whether there are other folks who want to file original documents, or whether they just want to respond to to Sarah's, and let's see, the Coalition of Cities, I think. Did you file something separately, Chris? I mean,
we joined in the arguments by Pocatello, and then had in the alternative request for hearing.
And you joined as well, Rob, it looks like. So, but
that's
just
correct.
I don't want to cut off anybody if they have some original document that they want to file that goes beyond what the city of Pocatello and the issues that the city of Pocatello raised. I think whatever we talk about ought to be focused on the issue that we talked about, but maybe there are other arguments to be made, and I'm just trying to set up a process and some time for filing, so if people have full opportunity to brief the issue and submit it to me. So, Sarah, you were suggesting 2 weeks, and my thought was that we're looking at our rules, and we looked at our rules and let me see, Emmy, you had mentioned what rule that was. I think it was 5. Let me find it here.
565, Director.
Rule 565, which allows 14 days for a response. And, Sarah, I thought I heard you suggest a similar time period. But
that's right.
But if somebody wanted to file something originally, and unrelated to those particular documents, then maybe I shouldn't be restricting people to that 14 days. But I want to at least set a time period within which to complete the submittal of those documents here. So my inclination would be to everybody, file whatever you want to file within 14 days, and I would consider those responses, and then maybe another 7 days for any kind of reply. But I don't know. Maybe those time periods are too short. And there's a lot of you on the phone, and a lot of you have many commitments. So if those time periods are too short, then suggest a longer one.
Are you saying 14 days from today? Or 14 days
filed? Yeah, actually it would be 14 days from the day of filing. So I guess the deadline would be April 28th, so that doesn't give you a lot of time. That probably gives you, 9 or 10 days? And I don't mind setting another time period if people want more time. I don't think we're restricted from establishing a different time. Well, 14 days from today or 21 days from today? Anybody?
14 days is just fine by me.
From today?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I think that's fine. So let's make it 14 days from today for all submittals related to the issue that's in front of us. If there are new issues that you want to raise that Sarah and City Pocatello didn't raise, include them. And then let's add another 7 days for any kind of response or reply to what's been filed.
So we're looking at May 4th and then May 11th?
I don't have it in front of me.
That's what I get from my calendar, too.
Okay. So May 4th and May 11th?
Director, this is Travis Thompson. I got a question.
Yeah.
I guess there is a new filing within that 14 days. I think your rules allow 14 days for a response. I guess you could shorten that time period. I don't think 14 days would be necessary to address the issue that's already been raised by Pocatello, but if there's something new that party bring in, I guess I'd like the full time to address that.
So in other words, instead of the 11th, you're asking for the 18th? Because if something is due by the 4th, then there would be 2 weeks after that to reply?
Well, respond to a new motion. I guess that's fine.
Well, my concern in talking about this is that I guess I don't want to have two different sets of time periods running. And I think that's cause for confusion for everybody, and somebody will miss it, and then we'll have to be readjusting. I mean, I wouldn't consider any of that to be jurisdictional, but you know, it seems to me that we ought to have just one period of time that runs. So maybe what I ought to do, Travis, is say 14 and 14. Can't I do that? And just get rid of the reply period. I mean, people can submit any kind of reply or response within that second 14 days. So instead of 14 and 7, why not 14 and 14? There's no requirement to allow replies anyway that I'm aware of. Wouldn't that what? I don't think our rules talk about a reply period, but they do talk about a response. So if we required any responses or new filings within the next 14 days, that would take us, what, to the 5th? Or the 4th of May?
May 4th and then May 18th.
And then May 18th would be the deadline for any responses or, I mean, if people want to file a reply, that's fine. But to one that's already been filed, I don't struggle with it. But then, Travis, it seems to me it addresses your concern.
Director?
That would be fine.
Eric? I was just going to say, though, if somebody files a new brief and 14-day runs, then somebody wants, at the end of the 14 days, and then somebody wants to file a response brief at the end of the 14 days, then there really is no opportunity to file a reply anymore.
Well, I just don't want to have two time periods running. I guess I don't view it as being that prejudicial to anybody. The rules don't require that we establish a reply period. And I'm just saying if somebody wants to file one within those time periods, I don't object. I think we've seen that happen before. If people want to posture and pontificate some more, that's okay with me. Okay, anything else you want to talk about today? Now, I guess we need to talk about the second contested case, right? Because I haven't received any. So I guess we ought to end this one, and then let's start in on the other pre-hearing conference.
I guess, Director, before we go off the record on this, were you anticipating then issuing a decision, or do we come back for a continued pre-hearing conference? Or
no, I'll just issue a decision. Okay. I would expect to have that out within, well, a good number that's in some of our rules is 56 days. I would hope to have it out before that, but we ought to issue an order here that sets out these time frames. But I don't see setting another pre-hearing conference until the decision out is out, and the decision will then dictate, I guess, which direction we're going, right?
Thank you.
Thanks for raising the issue, because I think Sarah's right. Once that decision is issued, then there's a determination of whether we're preparing for a hearing or whether we're preparing for appeal. Yeah. Okay, other questions about
Director,
this? Yeah.
This is TJ. Sorry to interrupt.
Nope.
But there's one item that I want to bring up before we go off the record as well, and that is the department's plan or time frame for issuing an order addressing the groundwater management plan aspect of the groundwater management area. I just have a concern, particularly in light of the comments Sarah made about their current request for hearing being potentially litigated and appealed, that it could be years before we get to the groundwater management plan if that's just set aside while all this other litigation plays out. And so I'm wondering if the department has any ideas as to when they may move forward with the groundwater management plan as indicated in the order designating the ESP groundwater management area.
Well, I haven't laid any formal plans for proceeding, so we haven't formed an advisory group. We haven't started to put anything together here regarding a management plan internally, TJ. And I guess I always assumed that this preliminary challenge to the order itself would be resolved before I put effort into and a lot of time into the creation and adoption of a management plan. I think it might be a lot of wasted effort if I were to do it. So I anticipated when, even though it was not something that I looked forward to, I anticipated legal challenges to the order that created the groundwater management area, and I also anticipated when we went out to public meetings to talk about it, when people said, well, you know, you'll undermine us next year when you come out with a management plan that's different than the settlement agreement or other mitigation plans that are out there or other activities or actions that are being undertaken. I just said I don't see that happening, at least next irrigation season and maybe the next one. I don't know. But I think we got to go through the challenges to the order and the processes that we followed. So I don't know whether that's comforting or discomforting, TJ, but that's the way I view it.
Yeah, I appreciate the desire for order. I guess the concern is that there's been a finding that the groundwater supply is insufficient. And so the statute contemplates that once that finding's made, there will be action to develop a groundwater management plan or order curtailment, and I'm not trying to necessarily force that prematurely, but at the same time I don't want to end up 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road and made no progress on that because we're in a litigation and appeal vortex that doesn't seem to have any end. So I'm not asking for the director to make a decision on that, but I guess offer that as food for thought, if nothing else.
Well, I hope we're not in the vortex. I'll remember your characterization. All right, anything else? Okay, let's close the pre-hearing conference with respect to Garrick?
Director, can I just tie up the loose end?
Sure.
So it's anticipated the department will issue an order establishing a deadline of 14 days from today, so May 4th, as I understand it, for deadline for briefs and or arguments as to the director's authority to move forward with hearing. And then a 14-day response deadline
to that, so May 18th, and then there's no additional briefing anticipated, and the director will move forward and make a decision based upon the briefing.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, let's close the record on this particular matter, and then let's talk about the other contested case related to the petition for declaratory ruling. And as I said before, I haven't received any kind of documents on this particular matter. And again, there's been no appeal. So I guess my question is, what do the parties want to do at this point? It's related to the SPA or the creation of the groundwater management area for the SPA. And really raises some of the same questions. In other words, the petition for declaratory relief has been withdrawn. We still have the question of whether there is a contested case with interveners. We just don't have any positional statements right now. And I think there are a number of alternatives about what we could do at this point. And so I throw it out to the parties and ask you what you want to do. And I don't know what the interest is in pursuing a contested case in this secondary matter, given that we have one ongoing that raises all of the same issues in what I would call the main case, the main factual contest. So what do the parties want to do? Chris, I see you nodding. Since you're here, I'll call on you.
Okay. I was curious if anybody else would jump in. I'll tell you, Director, from the City of Bellevue's perspective, the reason that we were involved was because of the ambiguity created by Sun Valley Company as to the Big Wood. And that's why we moved to intervene in it. We really don't. City of Bellevue really doesn't have any interest in the declaratory proceeding. Because the Big Wood is not a part of the management area, but there were questions that were raised by Sun Valley Company in the declaratory petition as to the Big Wood, and we really don't have an interest. We have no interest in what's going on in the SPA. So I would contemplate withdrawing on behalf of the City of Bellevue's that petition for intervention, which was granted. I'm still sort of mulling that around, but I might very well do that.
Other parties? Thanks for leading out, Chris.
This is Travis, Director Speckman, and I guess I don't see any reason to continue this if the petition's been withdrawn, unless your decision on the other matter, if an intervener can continue a case where somebody's requested a hearing. It just seems kind of duplicitous, extra paperwork on our end, so I don't see why you can't just dismiss it.
Thanks, Travis. I just want to ensure that whatever we do with respect to this hearing for declaratory relief doesn't impact the openness of our ability to decide what to do with the issue that we're talking about. So if the parties are not interested in moving forward on the contested case for the petition for declaratory relief, and I think we need to talk about how procedurally to dismiss this matter so that it doesn't impact or show predisposition on the issues that are in front of us on the other contested case. So, and maybe there's somebody out there that wants to push forward. And maybe what I should do is... Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm not here to say I want to push forward, but tagging off your last point about make ensuring that whatever decision is made about the declaratory judgment action not interfering with whatever decision is made on the contested case proceeding, it seems like it might be premature to dismiss the declaratory judgment action, and that while nobody has presently indicated an interest in proceeding with that, I almost feel like you have to just put it on hold, maybe a formal stay as far as what's going to happen with that until after we're done with the briefing and you've made a decision on the contested case. I'll tell you candidly, I never understood Sun Valley's point on filing a deck action and the or maintaining the deck action after the final order came out, but I'm sure Scott had his reasons. And I think if in the event the department continues this contested case, I think that the issues are likely to be duplicative and there isn't any independent basis to maintain the deck action. But procedurally, it'd be cleaner to decide to do that after you've done the thinking through of the briefing.
Mr. Director, this is Jerry Rigby. I fully concur with Sarah on this one. I wonder, too, what was all about with the Sun Valley matter and what Scott was bringing. But having said that, if that's where we're actually going to hear all these matters, I have no problem with going forward with that. But like Sarah said, until we actually know what the ruling is on that and what's left after the pieces are all picked up, I hate to have this one just go away. But clearly these, in the end, should finally come together, I would assume, or one be dismissed.
Well, this is Kent Fletcher. I guess I'd like to know what the legal basis is to leave a deck action petition pending if the party bringing it has withdrawn. I don't know what Scott did. He withdrew his request for hearing, I guess, is all. Who steps into his shoes to continue that matter forward? I mean, the party that brought it is gone. They don't want a hearing on it. I don't know how it sits there.
This is Rob. I think that's the question that the director is going to decide, is if interveners could effectively substitute in for that.
Well, I think he's deciding that on the groundwater management area, but I don't. So someone's taking the legal position that an intervener can step into the shoes of a party who filed a deck action? Kind of a different theory being proposed here than dealing with the groundwater management area issue. Because in that case, you're arguing that someone can step into the shoes of somebody who requested the hearing.
Well, I'm not sure I would categorize it that way. I think what I'm saying is that if we were granted intervention under the rules, we have party status. And so even if the person who filed it decided they didn't want to pursue it, there's still parties that are there. And I think Sarah's suggestion was just, let's put it on the back burner and see what happens in the groundwater management area proceeding and then decide what to do with it. The reason we intervened into the deck action was just because we didn't know what the overlap would be between the two. And if they completely overlap, and I agree with what Jerry said, we've got to either get rid of one or combine them somehow.
Well, I assume the department has the ability to dismiss it without prejudice. I mean, I don't know. But if the department does that, somebody wants to reinstate a deck action, they could, but I don't under. I don't, you know, as long as it's done without prejudice, I don't see why.
Mr. Director,
I
guess one issue to consider, Director, you did deny Sun Valley's petition, and in that order indicated that all those issues they addressed would be handled through the other proceeding, and I have no problem with the stipulation saying, you know, if we do dismiss this case, that it doesn't have any effect on the other proceeding, unless somebody's got some procedural issue with the petition for declaratory ruling and how that was handled. If nobody does, I guess we can handle it either way. It just seems easier to clean it up now and move on and recognize that it wouldn't prejudice your decision on the other matter. Seems like that's where all the interest is anyway.
Any other suggestions? Gary? Any? Dylan?
No, Director.
Well, I'm not sure what to do with it. I mean, I'm reluctant on my own volition to just go out and dismiss the action, and then writing the basis for the dismissal, because I'm concerned that in the writing of that dismissal that I may impact somehow the other contested case. So it almost seems to me that the best way for me to address it and understand, and I like getting into these discussions about, you know, what's an action at law and what's an action in equity and what's available to people if you know, should you be seeking a declaratory relief when you actually have a factual matter in front of you. But unfortunately, I don't think as an administrative agency or as the head of it that, you know, I have the ability to sort and look at matters of law or matters of equity. I just look at what the law and the rules tell me to do, and we at least have the ability, parties have the ability to petition for declaratory relief, and I hate to start sorting through all of that. So my inclination is to say the only way I'll dismiss it is if everybody agrees that they'll file a withdrawal of their petition to intervene somehow and just pull themselves out voluntarily. And if they don't do that, then I think the only other alternative probably for me is to just leave the matter pending and not act on it for a period of time. Maybe that last solution, one that Sarah suggested, is the best one.
Director Spackman, Mike Kramer here, just a suggestion, you know, having that sit out there, there are several petitions like that that are sitting out there from back around 1987, at least one that I'm aware of. It seems that maybe there wouldn't be any deciding moment or defining moment that is any different than right now. Perhaps you would consider just issuing an order to show cause and say, this is my inclination. The party that initiated this deck action withdrew its request for hearing and hasn't attended either of the subsequent pre-hearing conferences. The department's inclined to dismiss the case without prejudice. And if anybody wants to state a reason why they disagree, they can do that within so many days. And then you could flush out anyone who thinks that there's an issue, and perhaps the notice could also, or order to show cause could indicate that it's without prejudice to issues that the parties might raise in the other action, and just see what happens and get it off the books and begin. Because I didn't hear anybody, I don't think I heard anyone here today saying they really want to go forward with that action if the issues could be dealt with in the other case.
Well, I guess one of my questions, Mike, and I always respect your opinion and your suggestions, but one of my questions is, if the parties don't want to pursue this matter, then why can't the parties take on the responsibility of withdrawing their petitions to intervene, and instead of laying that obligation or responsibility on me? But because it's easy for me to just say, we'll let this thing ride for a period of time. And I guess unless the parties want to come in and withdraw and agree to do that. My inclination again is to just let it sit, as Sarah suggested. And I hope by not taking any action on it, Mike, you won't come back and resurrect whatever it is pending from 1997. But
well, there are a lot of fun issues in that case.
Oh, okay. I don't know which one it is, but I won't think about it until it comes in front of me. Anyway, I don't know, Garrick, you have thoughts? Okay. All right, let's just not take any action on it, and we'll softly, I guess, calendar some reminder down the road, midsummer, to raise this issue once we know where the main contested case is headed, either for hearing or up the appellate ladder. So any other discussion? And I like the abbreviated reference of deck action. I've not heard that one before, but I'll use that acronym and shorthand approach to things. So any more comment on the deck action? Okay, any other matters people want to talk about, barring 1997 pending actions? All right, thanks everybody for your participation, and Kent, Jerry will expect some kind of commentary on our background elevator music. I hope it wasn't hardcore country.
Just don't call my office, mine's even worse.
Okay. All right, thanks.